Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. When you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty, you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I'm giving you today. Moses preached this sermon just before the people of Israel crossed into the Promised Land. An exciting new life awaited them, but it was going to be different from anything that they'd known before. For a generation, they'd been wandering in the wilderness, and so their new settled life in Canaan would present lots of entirely new challenges. Firstly, it would be easy for them to forget about the Lord. They'd be so busy setting up home, establishing their farms, and bringing up their families that they could simply neglect the God who'd brought them to the Promised Land. And in forgetting about the Lord, they would then neglect to obey all the loving regulations that he'd given them to ensure their happiness, peace, and security. It's no different today. It's incredibly easy to forget about the Lord, not through any deliberate intention to do so, but simply because life gets so busy. Perhaps we get a new job, or move to a different area, or have an illness, or take up a new hobby, and suddenly our faith gets sidelined. We need to beware. The second danger which Moses identified was pride. When the people arrived in the Promised Land, saw their flocks, herds, and beautiful homes, they might conclude that they had been responsible for their success. They might totally forget their history and the way in which the Lord had led them to their new life. That's something that can just as easily happen to us as well. When we look at our possessions, it's very tempting to pat ourselves on the back and think that our success is our own work. Like the people of Israel, we need to remember our history. We need to look to the Lord who gave us life and ensure that we're living our lives for him. So let me ask you a question. In what ways might your responsibilities and possessions distract you from following the Lord? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your generosity to us. Help us always to remember that everything we are and have has come as a gift from you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.